Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 103.
Well, hello again, Waxsters. Tim Hunter back again with another Wacky Week podcast, heading into Final Four weekend in the year 2017. This week, though, I'm going to drag you back to 1984, a big year for college basketball and for Seattle, as we hosted the Final Four in the Kingdome. I was Larry Nelson's producer at the time. I only had about 3 months to go before I got the early retirement plan. Como was the official Husky station. That gave them the rights and access to all the March Madness, so we pulled out all the stops and did some tailgating. And that was a year the Huskies were actually in it. They made it all the way to the Sweet 16 before being knocked out. But I'm talking about the team with Detlef Schrempf, Chris Welp, Reggie Rogers, and the rest, all under the direction of Marv Harshman. That was his next-to-last season. But let's get this trip underway, huh?
Como, AM 1000. Plays only the best songs in AM stereo.
You're my lady.
Song sung blue with
Georgia. Raindrops are falling on my head.
Everything you listen for in one easy station. We're Como, AM 1000.
Oh, sorry, I should have been saying AM stereo 1000 all this time. I remember we had a big party at the Stimson Manor or something like that and invited all the ad agencies, and we had an actual AM stereo radio so people could hear the crystal clear, yeah, whatever. Of course, Final Four, getting back to 1984, we had tickets to give away and an official Final Four harp.
All right, Jim, let's spin that sucker. Golly, there must be thousands of cards and letters here. People crying to get into the Final Four. I know the Huskies were. They had a great season. Let's not get into that. Here we are again. We're in front of a massive, beautifully appointed Como barrel containing all of your cards and letters that you've sent in, hoping to win a pair of tickets to the Final Four coming up this weekend. Mix them up, Tim. All right. Now, Como and McDonald's proudly draw out the name of our latest winner. Let's open this. Latch something. How's your fingernails? Good. Reach down. Grab one, Tim. That's good. And the winner is?
Larry Nelson. How
did you? Did I win? Are you?
No.
You're kidding me. Don't you stop that. I'll give you such a Greg Harkinson of Everett. Yeah. Greg Harkinson of Everett. I wonder if I know Greg. Used to live up there when I was going to the University of Everett Junior College working on my PhD. Congratulations, Greg. And a reminder, it's still not too late to enter our Final Four Fling Contest. All you have to do is send a postcard or your letter to Como Radio Final Four Fling Contest, 104th Avenue North, Seattle 98109. We still have seven more pair of tickets to give away, including our Final Four Fling grand prize, a pair of tickets to see the Final Four, plus a weekend at the Seattle Sheraton, plus tickets to see Count Basie Sunday night in concert. Now, Norm will have another winner this afternoon, Norm Gregory, so be listening to hear your name drawn. I mean, it could happen. It's possible.
Okay, so now hang on, because here come a bunch of audio treats and voices from the past, including Husky band director Bill Bissell, Marv Harshman, and a lot more. But what would a Como Husky tailgate party at the Kingdome be without hearing from the happy cooker herself, none other than Catherine Wise? And of course, the answer to that question is on key.
Strangers in the dome, it's not the Huskies. All from out of town, it's not the Huskies. It's our Final Four, but we don't have the dogs. Strangers in the dome, it's downright frightening. Strangers in the dome.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Nelson. We are tailgating. We're at the at the Kingdome, almost at the Kingdome, in our beautifully appointed Como Mobile Studio. It's brazen. Isn't it a beauty? Listen to the crowd respond. Who do you think will leave the Final Four, the number one team in college basketball? Well, Reno odds makers put Georgetown as a 6-5 favorite. But what do our local experts think? We wanted to find out. So we asked Kurt Moulton, our good buddy down at the King County Cooperative Extension Office, who he thought would come out the winner.
Final Four? Well, Georgetown, I believe.
Why is that, Kurt? Because of their season record, their stats, their dominant playing ability, their expertise?
No reason, just, I don't know, maybe I like the name.
Maybe you like the name, Kurt. Moving a little higher now in our list of basketball authorities, we're going to ask Coach Marv Harshman. Marv, look into your crystal ball. What do you see? Do you see Georgetown? Do you see Kentucky? Who?
Ewing was awesome, but I think Kentucky with the two big guys can negate him enough that, and I think they have a little better outside shooting overall, although Georgetown is, I'm sure, the most talented team in the league through the whole bench. They've got a lot of athletes. But I'm going to pick Kentucky. I think the final will be Kentucky and Houston.
From the man, Marv Harshman, head coach of the University of Washington basketball team. And, of course, you'll be able to hear the outcome of both games today and whether or not Marv's predictions hold up when Gary Johnson, Bob Rondo bring you all of the action of the Final Four live from the Kingdome right here on AM 1000. So y'all stay with us here as the Como Final Four tailgate party continues. Gee, you know, it's just a golly swell of you to join us this Saturday morning for this mass awesome Como tailgate party. We are AM 1000, your Husky station, you know, and you always hear about the, this is Larry Nelson, you hear about football, basketball, fencing, jousting, roller skating, all this stuff happening at Huskyville. But right now, we're going to feature a Husky that, if this Husky had held with family tradition, would have been working on the railroad all the live long day.
My dad thought it was ridiculous for me to want to go to college because he could have gotten me a job being a brakeman apprentice, an apprentice brakeman right out of high school. But needless to say, he's very proud of what I ended up doing.
Boy, that's an understatement. Mr. Bill Bissell, guru of the Husky band for over 14 years and as much a fixture at the games as the teams. Bill Bissell was born and raised in Oregon, graduated from Willamette College, and then Bill got his master's at the University of Illinois.
Oh, yes. In fact, that was always kind of a personal goal of mine coming to the university. My first goal was to someday go to the Rose Bowl. Of course, we were fortunate to get to do that in the 78 Rose Bowl. Then my next personal goal was somehow, some way, someday, to play Illinois in the Rose Bowl. And it should have happened this year. Needless to say, it didn't.
Tell me about it, Bill. Now you wonder, does the Husky marching band really inspire the teams out on the field? Huh? On the court? Well, Bill Bissell thinks so.
We came home from the 82 Rose Bowl, and we got in. Our instruments were still out at the airport, but the band went to the basketball game, and we were playing USC, and we were behind 8 points when we got there. And even though we didn't have our instruments, we did have a tape recorder, and we turned on our ghetto blaster, and we sang and yelled and stomped and cheered, and by gosh, we won the ball game. And I know Coach Harshman said, well, the band won that one.
That's Husky band director, fun-loving, Husky supporter, Husky nut, Bill Bissell, and a very nice man. We're going to be hearing more from Bill Bissell later on as the Como Final Four tailgate party continues right here on AM 1000.
Four contestants for the National Tailgater of the Year Award are quite an interesting bunch. Our first contestant comes from Lost Liver, Virginia, and survived 8 rounds of grueling regional competition, establishing several NBBA records along the way. He's the number one seed of the National Motobag Association and hopes someday to turn professional. Let's hear it for Lawrence Downfast Gibson. Our second competitor was born with a silver corkscrew in her hand and comes from a long line of tailgaters. In fact, she can trace her roots back to Daniel Boone, who used to carry around a bearskin Bota bag. She arrived in Seattle last Tuesday to make sure she had plenty of time to find her hotel room. Let's hear some soft applause for Judy Gulps. In the Southwest Conference, the two finalists were tied through four overtimes, but our champion from that region won his honor with a desperation shot in the fifth. He calls Dallas his home and hopes to visit there someday, so how about a big welcome for Tall Tom Twistalemon? And our last contestant is the hometown favorite. A regular at all the Husky tailgate parties, he took three golds, a bronze, and several commemorative pins from last year's tailgating Olympics before he was caught. He's from Bothell, although they deny it. Somebody prop him up. Here's Bobby Flask.
Tim Hunter's Wacky Week Podcast!
Sports Shorts.
This is Thick Scully inside the dome with our very special guest in this special Final Four edition of Sports Shorts, coach of the Washington Huskies, Marv Harshman. And Marv, it was almost Final Four in 84 for the Dogs. Now, I've heard that you felt you could have beat both Dayton and Georgetown if you'd only played those two teams in Heckhead Pavilion. Is that correct?
LA's fine, but it ain't home.
But you do have four of this year's starters coming back next season, Marv. I bet you're anxious to give it another try, huh?
And I'm ready to take a chance again.
And you will be coming back to coach the Dogs next season, won't you?
I'm myself.
Well, no need to get harsh, Marv. Oh, did I say that? Anyway, would you care to predict a winner out of this year's final four teams?
It's impossible.
Well, then, could I at least get you to describe each of the four teams in just one word? Whoops, sounds like your voice is starting to go, so we'll let you go there, Marv. And thanks, Marv Harshman, for stopping by our tailgate party in the Dome. This has been Thick Scully with another edition of
Sports Shorts.
Boy, lots of fun, lots of memories there. And that's enough for this time around. My name is Tim Hunter. This is the Wacky Week Podcast. I hope you'll find your way back here again next week. But until then, one simple request. Laugh a little, would you?